This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Ask your friends which animal they fear the most, and you'll probably get a myriad of answers. Sharks, snakes, bears, spiders, bees. Take your pick. Sharp teeth, deadly claws, venom, and sheer size and speed make us view many creatures as a menace. But are the animals we perceive as fearful really the most treacherous? Not always. Sometimes danger lurks in strange packages. Take, for example, the adorable, bright, and tiny poison dart frog. Found mostly in tropical forests, this little amphibian actually oozes poison from its back. The toxin from one frog could kill 10 humans. And when you're taking a dip in the ocean, everything from Jaws to sensationalized media accounts may have you worried about shark attacks. But animals like jellyfish are actually more concerning. Take the ethereal-looking Australian box jellyfish. Each of its 60 tentacles, which can grow to 15 feet, that's 4.5 meters long, contains enough toxins to kill 60 humans. And take the hefty hippopotamus, which eats mostly plants and looks cute and cuddly. But don't let that fool you. This giant animal is quite aggressive and widely considered one of the most dangerous animals in Africa. I don't always recommend watching the 1995 movie Congo, but there is a hippo attack sequence in there that may be the most accurate part of that film. Other frightening creatures do live up to their hype, however. For example, the saltwater crocodile, which is found in India, Asia, and Australia, is a serious predator. It'll attack just about anything, including you. And back in Africa, the lion is just as they say, incredibly fast and brawny, with flesh-tearing teeth and claws. It feeds on weaker mammals and will attack humans if its regular food sources are scarce. Also legitimately fearsome is the polar bear found in the Arctic. It's dangerous to humans largely because it's not naturally afraid of us, unlike most other animals. And we are certainly no match for its burly strength, razor claws, and teeth. And let's not forget the king cobra. Found in India, China, and other parts of Asia, it isn't the most venomous snake in the world. That honor goes to the inland Taipan. But the cobra's extremely concentrated, venomous bite can kill even an elephant. All of these animals kill hundreds of people every year, but one animal wins by a landslide in total human carnage. Its bite results in the deaths of a million people a year. The most deadly animal in the world is the mosquito. The majority of the deaths it causes are due to malaria. The World Health Organization estimates that between 300 and 500 million cases of malaria occur every year, and that a child dies from malaria every 30 seconds. It's not the mosquito itself that causes the disease, but rather a parasite that the mosquito carries. Not all mosquitoes carry the malaria parasite, only females of the Anopheles genus, which do exist all over the world with the exception of Antarctica. The mosquito transmits malaria after biting an infected person, and then passes along the parasite to the next person it bites. Malaria is a blood-transmitted disease, which means you can't contract it from casual contact with another person. Because it's transmitted through the blood, you can contract it from a contaminated transfusion or needle. But mosquitoes are primarily to blame for its spread. Malaria is no longer considered a public health issue here in the United States. The disease virtually disappeared in the 1950s when the National Malaria Eradication Program implemented a DDT, that's a synthetic pesticide program, to control the mosquito population. However, this program saw limited success in the rest of the world. Nations with a temperate climate and seasonal mosquito issues were able to eradicate malaria. But in other countries, resistance to insecticides and drugs, cuts in funding, and lack of participation made long-term eradication efforts impossible. The United States does still report a few hundred cases of malaria per year, most occurring in travelers returning from areas where it's still a problem. Antimalarial drugs do exist, but there's currently no malaria vaccine. Affected countries now turn to malaria control rather than eradication. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention refers to these activities as vector control. A vector control means decreasing contact between humans and disease carriers, whatever they might be, on an area-by-area basis. The aim, in this case, is to cut down on the mosquito parasite population using insecticide-treated nets that drape over people's beds, plus indoor spraying and larval control. Insecticide-treated bed nets, in particular, can cut mortality rates by 20%. The purpose of this piece isn't to scare you about mosquitoes. There's no need to transfer your paranoia to them, but rather to put things more into perspective. Most sharks, snakes, spiders, and other horror flick animals actively avoid humans, and science can help us prevent deaths from the things like mosquitoes that do seek us out. Today's episode is based on the article, Which Animals Kill the Most People in the Wild? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Deborah Ronka. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.